Up to 500,000 women were raped during the Rwanda genocide, as many as 64,000 in Sierra Leone, and over 40,000 in the Bosnia and Herzegovina War. 4,500 in a single province of the Democratic Republic of the Congo in just 6 months, and every day, hundreds of women are raped in Darfur. These are not the random acts of individual soldiers. Their military tactics used to shame and demoralize women, tear communities apart, and control populations. Many women and girls suffer torture and mutilation in front of their families. Others are impregnated to shift the ethnic balance of territories. All face the physical, emotional, and social consequences of rape. This must end. But we need your help. Together, we can make a difference by helping to change the attitudes that perpetuate violence against women, by changing the laws and policies that provide impunity for offenders, by uniting in defiance against this crime against humanity. Together, we will stop rape. Gold. It's one of history's most coveted assets. A mesmerizing yellow metal, it has built empires and destroyed civilizations. Since it was first ripped from the heart of the earth, wars have been fought over it, and men have killed and died for it. In the first century before Christ, the Roman poet Virgil warned of man's obsession with gold, calling it a cursed thirst. 1,500 years later, an Italian explorer discovered a new world and set in motion an oppressive and ruthless search for gold that would result in the disappearance of a civilization.